Start your day at 2:08. Habacha, Usher, Bowden.
There's an inyan discussed by the Rishonim whether May Peiros could make chametz. Dahinu, you've got fruit juice, and you're making a dough. You're making a dough out of fruit juice, and it's discussed whether this fruit juice could cause the dough to become chametz. Now, first of all, we have to remember, there's two levels. We find in halacha there's two levels of chametz. First of all, there's chametz gamur, it's echt chametz that everyone knows about, complete chametz. And second of all, there's something called chametz noiksha, attached as weak chametz. It's a lower level of chametz, and it's the process that something becomes chametz. Let's say it only becomes chametz a certain amount. It's a less amount of chametz, and that you get kares for eating chametz on Pesach. It's only by chametz gamur. By chametz noiksha, you don't get kares. The sugya m'sachim daf lamed vav, where there's a brisa which says you shouldn't make a dough, you shouldn't knead a dough. Ain loshin nei peiros into isa. And the brisa, if you do, then there's machlekas what the din is. Either the din is that you should burn it straight away, or the din is that you can go eat it. Machlekas is whether how fast this may peiros, this fruit juice, could cause the dough to become chametz. Either very, very fast enough that you won't even be able to eat it, it'll become chametz straight away, and if you have to burn it. Or the other shitter holds that it's not fast enough that you're able to eat it. You can, if you bake it straight away without waiting, then you'll be able to eat it. But kula alma moida, that avada, that may peiros, fruit juice, can cause chametz, can make an iser chametz. As that's the move from this brisa, that may peiros can cause chametz. No, the problem is that there's an earlier sugya in Daflamad Hei in Psachim, where it's mavur from Rish Lakish that May Peiros cannot become chametz. It said May Peiros Eimach Mitzin, and therefore we have to mash the two sugyas. So the Rishonim go ahead and on Masbir the two sugyas by saying that like we Masbir earlier, that it's not Muhammad, that it's mavur in the sugya in Daflamad Hei, that it's not Muhammad, is Dafka, it's not Muhammad's more than Muhammad's Naksha. It doesn't become Muhammad's Gamur. Avada, it can become Muhammad's Naksha. It will become this lower level of Muhammad's, this weaker Muhammad's it can become. And that's the same Achlekas in the Brisa later on, whether if you can guard it from becoming Muhammad straight away, or if it can't become, or if you can't guard it. But Avada, everyone holds that it can become Muhammad's until Muhammad's Naksha. And more than chametz neksha, everyone holds that it cannot become chametz. The machlokes says if you can guard it from becoming this lower level of chametz. That's how the Rishonim are mashma with the sugya, and that's how it's mashma in the first gemara. It's mashma like that because the gemara starts off with a memra. Rish Lakish's memra originally is that it says ein chayav al chimutz karis. You're not going to be chayav karis on it, which means that it's not the high level of chametz. Avada, it is going to become the lower level of chametz. So kumda is that May peiros, you've got fruit juice, can become chametz. It can become the lower level of chametz, chametz neksha, the weaker chametz. And it cannot become the high level of chametz, chametz gamur. And it's not going to be chayav karis. Lemais, it's not so partial, because there's two ways to be masbid the sugyas. Rashi is masbid, like we said, like the pashtas, that we're talking in a case where you've got a dough with flour, and you've got may peiros. Let's see, you've got flour with apple juice or orange juice, any may peiros, and that's the case that the Gemara's are talking about, where you've got a dough just with may peiros, nothing else inside. The Sfek Rashi's Naspas, as you said, Rashi, there's nothing, Rashi, there's no mayim inside. No, Tosfos doesn't like the fact that may peiros is going to be chametz without anything else. May peiros, avada, cannot become chametz, can never become chametz. Rina Tam and Tosfos, he's Masbeh that only may peiros with mayim. If you got mayim mixed inside the isa, you got flour, you got may peiros and mayim mixed inside together, and that's the case where it can become a chametz. And that's the case of the two sugyas. We've got two sugyas whether you're going to be, you got two sugyas but they're not going to be chayv kares, and if you could guard it from becoming chametz, it's all until chametz neksha, but that's dafka when we've got mayim inside this mixture as well as may peiros. So you've got may peiros and mayim, and that's the case where it can become the weaker level of chametz, and that's the case where you're not going to be chayav kares. That's how Tosfos Masbis. So Kumdos, we've got a very, very starka machlokes shoinim. We've got Rashi on one hand, which says Meperos by itself can become chametz, and Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos that holds Meperos cannot become chametz, only when you've got Maya mixed inside, then it can become chametz. The same thing we find, the same machlokes we find, Rambam and Raivad. The Rambam speaks out that you've got Issa, and you mix it, you are losh, you knead it with meperos, and if you don't put in mayim, lo'ilam lo'iboni de'yichimot. It'll never become chametz, thought the Rambam, which is like what we're saying, like in Rabbeinu Tam, like in Tosfos, that the Rambam holds that meperos without any mayim will never become chametz. And he says it's mut ba'achila. Taki, you can go and lechatchila go and eat it. It's nothing wrong in having this dough made out of just flour and meperos, fruit juice. That's how the Rambam learns, like Rabbeinu Tam. No, the Raivad is choilok. The Raivad says, no, that meperos doesn't become chametz is only until to get karis. Rather, it can become chametz. It can get this weaker level of chametz. It can become the chametz, which is a lower level, and it can become chametz noiksha, just meperos, even without mayim. So again, we see the Raivad, it's like Rashi. So we've got a klara machlokas, the Rambam with Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi with the Raivad. The problem is that the Lashon of the Raivad is still interesting. The Lashon of the Raivad is that when the Rambam says Lo'olam lo'iboni de'chimot, it'll never become chametz, so the Raivad that ein davar zeh pashut v'lo hakol moedim boy. If the Raivad holds of what he's saying, then he should argue like he always argues. Say the shita. Why is he saying that ein davar zeh pashut v'lo hakol moedim boy? V'lo hakol moedim boy sounds still interesting. So, the Prichadash, he asks Stira in Raivad. The Raivad on the Rif, and the Rashba brings down also Raivad, the Chavos Rashba, brings down Raivad, that they're both Muchach, that the Raivad, he holds, that Meperos itself does not become Chametz at all. Meperos will never become Chametz, which is Stira to what we're saying by the Raivad on the Rambam. The Raivad on the Rambam said that meperos will become chametz, will become chametz neksha, even without mayim. And we're saying from the Raivad and the Rashba, and the Raivad on the Rif, that meperos will become chametz. Meperos will not become chametz. So because of this, the Prichadash wants to say that really the Raivad himself holds that meperos will not become chametz, like the Rambam. Like he's muchach in other places. Now the Raivad on the Rambam, he's not saying his shitta. He doesn't hold of what he's saying, and that's taka what he's saying. He himself, there are other shittas that hold that meperos are chametz. He himself holds, like what he's saying in other places, like the Rambam, that meperos are never chametz. Now the Raivad on the Rambam, he's bringing down other shittas, and that shittas Rashi. Rashi taka holds that meperos are chametz. So come dais, we've got this, which is, it's mechidosh to say that, because the Raivad, why is he bringing down someone else's shittah? Well, Al Gaparan, that's what the Prichadash wants to say. So come dais, we've got Rabbeinu Tam, we've got the Rambam, and we've got the Raivad that all hold that meperos are never going to become chametz. On the other hand, Rashi holds that meperos is going to become chametz, even without mayim. The Chavos Rashba, in a different siman, he brings down the four things that the Rambam was choizan in Yad. Rambam, he was chosen on four things that he said, and one of them is this: that the Rambam said that lo'olam lo'iboni de'chimot, and he says it's muta ba'achila. He changed. He was chosen, and he held that it's not muta ba'achila. It's ein chayev al achilas akaris. He's not chayev koris, which is taka punk faket, like what we were saying from the other rishonim, like in Rashi, we were saying that it's not just not chayev koris. I've had it can become chamot, may pay us without mayim. No, it's just it doesn't get karis. That's what we're saying now. The Rambam holds. Rambam was chosen to say this. Come dois, we've got the Rambam with Rashi now. They both hold meperos can become chametz. Ataka, if you look in the Franco Rambam and the Shinas Chois, he brings down that the son of the Rambam, Ram Benoshel Rambam, he's made that the Rambam was rubbed out in his Ksaviyad, and he changed, and he wrote that ein chayav lechilas karis. It's very, very stark that the Rambam holds that, like Rashi, that meperos can become chametz even without mayim. So come those who got Rambam and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Raiva lefi the way we master from the Pri Chadosh. Now, when I get to Shittas Rashi, Rashi held, we said, that May Peres can become chametz. Even without mayim, it can become chametz neksha. And Rabbeinu Tam, in Taisus, Psachim, Menachos, he brings Rashi, he brings Rashi in the Halach in the Gemara, and he asks Rashi from, and we said he asks Rashi from other Mekomos, and he wants to say that May Peres is only chametz with mayim. Dafka with mayim, as Rabbeinu Tam holds, Dafka with mayim, May Peres is chametz. Now Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from Sugya and Menachos. So there's a most menachos there's an issa to make the mincha chametz. There's issa to create the mincha into chametz, and the Gemara in Menachos Daf Nun Zayin is looking for a case how you can find the issa chametz by mincha sasachim. Mincha sasachim is a mincha that you bring with the karbanos. It's a mincha that you bring with every karban. And the Gemara is looking for a possibility. How is it possible that there's an issa to make the minchas nesachim chametz? And the Gemara asks that how's the shayach? Minchas nesachim is made out of, you've got soiles and you've got shemen. Shemen is mei peres, and we said that shemen, that mei peres is not mechametz. Mei peres cannot cause chametz. Therefore, so for the Gemara, how can it be that there's an issa to make the mincha into chametz if all it is mei peres? Is that the Gemara, this man, the Omar, that discusses Mincha Sasachim, he holds that you can put in water into the Mincha, and that's where it's Negea, the Issa Chomet, in the Mincha, where you've got May Peres, Shemen, and Naim. So it's very, very clear, like Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Raya, that without Mayim, the Gemara doesn't understand how it's Shaya Chomet. And with Mayim, the Gemara said, now we understand why it's Chomet. So it's very clear, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Dafka with Mayim, may appear as with Mayim only can become Chomet. Kumdois is very, very shvel, if you're Rashi. Because Rashi holds that may appear as, even by itself, can become Chomet. So what was the whole Gemara's Kasha Bechlal? That how can you find that mincha sasachim, which has just got shemen in, to become chametz? Rashi holds that vada can become chametz. May peres by itself could become chametz. So how can I find for Rashi? So the Pri Chadosh earlier on in that shtickel that we mentioned earlier, he's miyasha Rashi. He says that Rashi that holds that may peres could become chametz even without mayim, and it becomes chametz neksha. Rashi holds that chametz neksha, this lower level of chametz, this weaker chametz, is only asim midrabanan. Umamela, the Gemara that's looking for a issa chametz by a mincha, the Gemara is discussing droshes, and the Gemara is discussing deraisas. Umamela, the Gemara is not going to say, even if you're Rashi, the Gemara is not going to say that may peres by itself could become chametz, because even Rashi holds that midraisa, you have to have mayim to become chametz. So Mela, that's how you can reassure of the sugya, the Firashi, that Dafka, deraisa isav chametz is going to be Dafka by mayim. And Ochanam Rashi holds that without mayim it could become chametz, just may peres alone could become chametz. But that's going to be drabonon, and chametz nation is only also drabonon. Therefore the Gemara is looking for a case of deraisa, that's how the Gemara has to come onto mayim. That's how you can reassure Rashi. We have a third shetus to show him. There's the Rif. In the Sugya Pesachim that we mentioned earlier, that says that you cannot make a Issa with May Peres, you can't make a dough with fruit juice, the Braisa brought down two machlokes. If you did it, the Braisa said there's two shittas. First shitta holds Tisarif, you should burn it straight away because it becomes chametz. It's not shayach to stop it becoming chametz. And the second shitta is that you can eat it as long as you bake it straight away, you make sure that you can bake it and it won't become chametz anymore, you can eat it. There's a third shita in Raisa that holds Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that you can go and make a dough with May Peres. You're allowed to go, lechatchila, take a dough, take flour and May Peres, and you can go and bake it. There's no problem, lechatchila, Rebbe Kiva holds lechatchila, you can go and do it. No. Oh, so the Rif paskens like Rebbe Kiva. The Rif psychalocha, he paskens like lechatchila, you can go and bake a dough with flour and may peres. No, and the Rif says something else. Rif says Nachazach. The Rif says that he's Mechiach from the Sugya, Meneh Bey from the Sugya, something like how he's Mechiach that the Sugya is talking about where there's Maim as well inside the Issa. There's Maim as well in the mixture besides for Meperus, there's Maim. So the Rif says the case is talking about where we're talking about Meperus, Maim, and Soiles. And he also says another thing that he passes in the Rabbi Kiva. You can go and make a Zazach. So Zok the Shilta Geborim and the Rosh from the see from the Rif, that the Rif holds that you've got, by May Peres, even with Mayim, it's never Muhammad. You've got May Peres with Mayim, and it's never Muhammad. Until now, we've had two Shittas Rishonim, Rashi that holds that May Peres, even without Mayim, is Muhammad. Rabbeinu Tam that holds May Peres only with Mayim, is Muhammad. Now, the same from the Rif, that May Peres, even with Mayim, it's never Muhammad. And therefore, that's why the Rif Paskin, the Chetchili can go and do it. And you see from the Rif this, because the Rif holds that Al-Khatkhiri can do it, and he holds that the Sugya is talking about with Mayim. It's interesting to a third Shittas Rishonim here. No, it's strictly interesting that you see that from the Rif, because the Rosh and Shilta Geburim bring this out from the Rif. It's not so Mukach, because the Rif, which passes Zayar Bekiva, Ken Zayar Bekiva holds that Al-Khatkhiri can go and do it, because he holds that it's Shayach to be Meshamrit, not to become Chomet. It's Shayach to make sure it doesn't become Chomet. Maybe Be'emma's May Peres Amayim does become Chomet. Maybe it becomes Chomet. Now the reason why you're allowed to do it is because you can make sure it doesn't become Chomet. You can guard it from becoming Chomet. So where do you see in the Rif that the Rif holds is new Shitta that May Peres, even with Mayim and Demi Muhammad. So the Shulchan Aruch Taka has that Tzad. He said, Yesh Tzad Loima, that we're talking a case where you can guard it from becoming Chomet. But the Karban Asano on the Rosh, he brings out that he says that the reason why the Rosh saw it in the Rif is because the Rif didn't say anything about being Meshamrit. He didn't say that you should be careful not to be Meshamrit. So maybe there's a stimulus in the Rif, and therefore you see from the Rif that even May Peres, even with Mayim, is never Muhammad. So come those, we've got three Shittas Rishonim. One that holds Rashi with the Rambam, the Rambam of Chazara, that holds May Peres is Muhammad even without Ma'im, it's Muhammad's Chomet's Nuksha. We've got Rabbeinu Tam in Tosas with the Raiva, the Filipri Chadosh, that holds that May Peres, Dafka with Ma'im is Muhammad, May Peres without Ma'im is never Muhammad. And we've got the Rif that holds May Peres even with Ma'im is never going to be Muhammad's.